Mr. Chairman, can I ask the vice chairman a question?
Feel free.
Well, you could have got a pile of newspapers for in case it sounded boring.
It's your footrest.
Oh.
Them are here for, and she's not here today.
She's not here again.
Nope, them are for Angie.
Oh.
Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, January 7th, 2020. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have one, I would like to move item 5D up ahead of item 5A, or just as a courtesy to Mr. and Mrs. Hessler. There are no objections?
Yeah, any objections?
Meet with department heads, elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Just want to let everybody know that anybody that's a candidate or interested in any of the positions that will be on the primary election, since the legislators changed everything, even the nonpartisan positions that will be on the general election ballot, they still have to file their papers in March with everybody else at the primary election. So it's going to be, I've sent information to the soil and water to let them know that they have to file early, and sent letters out to our township trustees and clerks that are still voted on, that they have to get their affidavit in early. So whenever all these papers come in, we have to make sure that we keep them separated, what's going to be on the primary election ballots and what's going to be on the general election ballots.
Is that something you're going to alert the township trustees to?
Yes, the ones that are going to be, supposed to be on the ballot for this fall.
Yeah.
We've already sent them letters with their affidavit. All they have to do is complete an affidavit and turn that in, and that will put them back on the ballot. Soil and water, they still have to have 25 signatures. I sent that to soil and water to let them know what the filing period deadline is and how many signatures they need. Ag Extension still has, because it's in the Iowa code, that they don't have to file papers until so many days before the election, so they still have till August the 26th, so they can file anytime up until August 26th. But anybody that wants to run as a Democrat or Republican, they have to have their papers in by the 25th of March. I think it's March the 2nd. Through March the 25th, and then anybody that wants to run as non-party or nominated by petition on the general election has to file their papers. They have between March the 2nd and March the 20th. So they have to file their papers 5 days earlier than those that will be on the primary ballot. So it's a little bit of confusion this year, trying to get
that. Yeah, it is, especially like township trustees. If they'll run, we should send them a letter of praise.
Well, we already sent them their letter that, you know, if they're still interested in running, please fill out your affidavit of candidacy and file that with us. So.
How many signatures do they have to have?
They don't have to have any signatures. Oh. All they have to do is file their affidavit of candidacy.
Oh, that's
the soil and water that needs 25 signatures. And then, for anybody that's going to be on the primary ballot for Democrat or Republican, they have to have at least 100 signatures, where the same people that might be running as no party or nominated by petition to be on the general election ballot, they have to have at least 250 signatures. So what applied before, but they had a later date to file, now they have until March the 20th. So. So anyway, just trying to get all of that straightened out and figured out. So that's all I have.
Thank you. I trust that was clear to everybody. Thanks, Terry. Lisa Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
We're just busy. Todd's in trial today on a sexual abuse case. Probably will be for the remainder of the week. We have two other trials going later this week. I'm prepping for a murder. The two murder cases are finally starting to come to fruition, and working on the budget.
Thanks, Lisa. Zach James, Land Use.
Yeah, good morning. We've got a subdivision out for review right now. I think we'll probably have comments back by the end of this week, so it's gonna be on the agenda for next week. We've got a couple other ones that we don't have an application for yet, but we have been working with. It's kind of unique because one's in Burlington, where it's part in Burlington and part in the county. Then we've got one that's part in West Burlington and part in the county. We've had a couple like that before, but we're kind of just working through some things with that before we get an application, but those should be coming in the near future. And then we've got a floodplain development commission meeting on Thursday. I think you're actually on there, Tom.
It's been several years since you've had one of those.
It's been about 3 years, so that's kind of.
I'm excited.
I'm sure you are. We all are. That's tied to, there's a couple items on the agenda, but the main reason is tied to the ordinance updates that we're doing. We're doing a couple things on the floodplain ordinance and discuss some of those updates. And just related to that, we're continuing to work on the subdivision and zoning ordinance updates. Probably have a zoning commission meeting later this month with kind of some draft changes to review and discuss. So continue to move forward with that. That's about it for now.
Thank you, Zach. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning, just plugging away on budget, basically. Just kind of doing winter work, vehicle maintenance, equipment maintenance, getting firewood piled up, ready for next year. I think we had a bunch of reservations come in, so we sold out Memorial Day for next year. Some of the other big holidays are getting pretty close to full. So if you're needing a campsite reservation at Big Hollow for a holiday weekend next year, pretty on now.
But you can get one in the middle of the week?
Yeah, middle of the week, and other than that Halloween weekend, all the off holiday weekends are still have plenty of sites available.
Thanks, Chris.
One deal.
Cheryl McVeigh, Budget Director. I think you probably have an agenda item.
You're right. That's what I'm here for. Budget.
Colin Gerst, IT.
I just keep busy like always, finishing up the budget, and that's about it.
Thanks, Colin.
Can you get Bob straightened out?
I think so. I'm gonna have to work with this iPad here.
Take that gavel with you.
All right. Just in case.
Doug Irvine, Jail Administrator.
Good morning. Everything's going good. Finishing up the budget, which should be done today or tomorrow. Population's be 97 here shortly, the next half hour or so.
Next couple hours, you got the cops out trolling?
No, well, hopefully it goes down. That's taking into account that nobody comes in. We got the no vacancy sign out.
Brad and Kevin will be hitting the streets after this.
Yeah, true. We're pretty safe.
I hope the microphone didn't make that up.
But everything's going good besides that.
Thank you, Doug. Ken Heinemann, Community Services.
Good morning. We've been busy, you know, with general assistance. We still haven't hired a replacement yet, but we did get our first four applicants for that position. So just in the last few days, I've started getting applications. So that's encouraging.
Good.
That's about it.
Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. I guess I got the honor of getting my budget out of the way yesterday. So, otherwise, still doing projects. A couple ditching projects going on. Got another FEMA spot culvert that we're working on. I guess we'll just keep digging holes until it starts to act like winter, or at least real winter. So, things are going along pretty good.
So. Good. Janelle Natalie Longquist, Des Moines County Treasurer.
Good morning. We're just keeping busy and I'm working on the budget.
Thank you. Brett Grimshaw, Des Moines County Sheriff's
Good
Office.
Morning. Hoping for a quieter year this year, but nothing else pertinent for the board.
Thanks, Brett.
I said excommunicated.
Thanks, Brett.
Yep.
Didn't miss anybody. No. Correspondence.
I
have none. Proceed to discussion and vote. We have Bob and Jen Heffer to discuss funding for the Danville Station. Here, Mom.
You get that?
If you introduce yourself for the record, please.
Okay. Bob and Janet Kessler here today representing the Danville Station in Danville, Iowa. First of all, we'd like to thank you for your five-year donation that began in 2015 and was completed in July of 2019. We know you like facts and figures, so we're here to give you our latest facts and figures. The Danville Library is a nonprofit, runs strictly with volunteer help and financial donations. Currently, we have 13 volunteers that keep the library open daily. We have 575 family accounts. This is a gain of 143 since 2017. Our patrons also come from the surrounding areas of Burlington, Middletown, and Sperry. The library provides special programming every month with special speakers for our adults. And we offer a story hour once a month for children and a summer reading program. Before our move to our new building in 2017, we had 620 people visit a year in our old site. In 2019, we had 1,042 adults and 943 children. Our museum hosted school visits from the following schools in 2019. Wapello, Mediapolis, Mount Pleasant, Fort Madison, Ottumwa, Danville, and Morning Sun. We know funds are tight everywhere, but our community library is open to everyone in the surrounding area and meets its financial obligations by writing grants, financial donations, and memorials. We would appreciate any annually financially help that the county could offer. And I've got information for you. I don't know if you saw an article in the R Iowa magazine about our museum. I'll share that with you. And again, just would like to thank you for your past financial help with our building.
Thank you. So you, but all those people that came to visit, was there any specific part of the library museum that they came to? Or were they there to see the Anne Frank?
The schools, display? Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's worth it.
Well, and yes, the visitors, both for the library and the museum, yeah, for the Anne Frank exhibit.
That's very interesting.
The two signs out on the highway has been a big boost. Travelers going through, pull into Danville, go through the museum.
How'd they get to Danville? They get lost?
They read the DOT signs.
Oh, I see.
I think you're going to continue having them schools come, you know, certain age they bring them there. It's going to continue.
Eighth grade is the year that they have to teach Anne Frank in class. So, yeah.
All schools.
I can really see that expanding. Nauvoo and other places like that, you know. Yeah.
We've written letters every year to clear up to Cedar Rapids, over to Ottumwa, and down to Keokuk. So we hope just by word of mouth, too, that other schools will suggest those things.
And I'll thank you for the sixth or seventh time, but that evening you had the Holocaust survivor speakers up. I will always remember that.
Yeah, well, we hope to do that again soon. Hope to get her back soon. So,
how about your rail car?
That's still working on that. Yeah, it's difficult dealing with Macedonia.
Well, I'll bet. I would say it's difficult to look at the pictures of what went on back in there. But I think as Eisenhower said, take pictures of this, or history will never believe it happened.
Yeah.
And I'd have to say that's right. It's too horrible.
So anyway, we do appreciate your help in the past, and thank you for.
We're trying to collect postcards, and to date, we have how many?
We have over 10,000, 10,600 and some. So.
We've got a long ways to go.
1,000,005, so we do have a long ways to go, but it's something for the kids to work at every year.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For what you've done in this Gotham Bar.
Thank
you.
Oh, thank goodness.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Hey, we have a public hearing for approval of the fiscal year 20 budget amendment. Need a motion to open the public hearing.
So moved. Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We have four departments send letters to request their fiscal year 20 budget to be amended. The sheriff's office is asking for $58,594. I handed out a breakdown of that consists of, they incurred some overtime assisting the organized crime drug enforcement task force, $7,694. That should all be reimbursed from that task force. They're asking for $26,500 for the canine unit. I'm anticipating that they have $24,300 in revenue, additional revenue that's not already in the budget from donations and fundraisers. So body armor, external vest, duty pouches, that's gonna come out of their special deputy reserve unit fund. And that's from donations and fundraising that's already on deposit. So they already have that money. Panasonic in-car camera system and additional patrol hours, that's $7,000, and that's all covered by the GTSB grant. Conservation had some FEMA projects due to the 2019 flooding. They're asking for $179,159 for that. That's 90% reimbursed. So we'll have revenue of $161,243 coming back on that. There's $7,210 in there for a 2% salary increase that was approved after our budget went to publication this current year. $847 due to additional FICA and IFRS for those salary increases. And they're asking for $8,000 for renovations at the Nature Center. Those carried over, that carried over from the previous fiscal year, so it was in their budget, but the work didn't get done until this fiscal year. And that's coming out of the Conservation Reserve Fund, so that money's already there. And the pond renovation, that's a 90% grant. They're asking for $12,600 for that. Sidewalks, curbs, and kayak launch dock at Big Hollow, $15,600 request. That's 75% grant funded, so we should be seeing an additional $6,760 come in on that from what's already in the budget. The treasurer's just asking for the salary increases that weren't in the current budget and the payout for a retiree that she had this year. And the FICA and IFRS that goes with that, that's $27,521. And the jail is asking for $150,000 for boarding and lodging of prisoners. So grand total of...
I'm going to assume that's not grant funded.
Yeah, it's probably not. About 1.5% reimbursed.
That's pretty small. So $459,531 request with revenue of $237,969 to offset that.
Thanks, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
Any public comment regarding this budget amendment?
I would just note on, for the Sheriff's Office budget amendments, the revenue side, our fundraising has exceeded since we put that in there for the canine. And then, as Cheryl said, the revenue for the body armor and pouches, that actually, we do have revenue for that. It's fundraising over the last several years. The reserves are purchasing those items from fundraising dollars that they've raised.
There, and one of the functions of a budget amendment is the county has to have spending authority. You know, you have to pass a spending authority, and that's included in a budget amendment, where you can't spend the money even if you've got the revenue or have the revenue from, you know, sitting in a bank account. So, but thank you for bringing that up. And
I guess on that side of the revenue too, the investments, I'm sorry, this was my first year doing a budget amendment, so the investments, there's going to be extra or additional revenue there from what I budgeted, so.
And that's fine. And last year I realized, you know, that we didn't have the union contract settled before the budget was published, so Any other questions, comments? Did you receive any written or?
They'll have to wait, let Cheryl ring down on them. They won't forget next year.
What now?
I said, when Cheryl gets through with them, they won't forget next year.
Did we receive any written or email comments?
No. Okay. Question.
Yes.
Is this $150,000 gonna be enough, or do you think you're gonna need another amendment before the fiscal year's over?
This will get through March, but there might be some more. Depends on, it's hard to.
Yep. Okay.
Hard to predict, but there might be another small one.
Inmate costs and juvenile detention are costs we have no control over. If somebody gets arrested in Des Moines County, they're ours until they're bailed out or sent to prison or found guilty. The state's pretty clear about that. So that's no further comments. We
move to go out of public hearing.
Second. Terry?
Jim Kelly.
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. And we need a motion to approve the budget amendment.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Kelly?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $573,337.08.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Kelly?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Payroll claims and reimbursements in the amount of $261.41.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Kelly?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have a personnel action. For the Correctional Center, we have Maria Loftus, part-time correctional officer resignation, effective January 3rd, 2020.
Approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Kelly?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have reports. We have the auditor's report of fees collected for the quarter ending December 31st, 2019. This report will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of December 31st, 2019.
Move. Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Kelly?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. Any other business? Future agenda items?
I have none.
Committee reports?
I have none.
None. Public input. Anybody from the public would like to address the board? Please stand up, give us your name and address for the record.
I might just mention one thing, that thank you for changing my budget hearing. It's listed on this agenda as being Friday, but I had a family funeral to go to in Michigan, and I appreciate you changing my budget date. I just thought I should say something so that the media didn't come at that time.
No problem. You're welcome. It's an odd word, adjourned.
Aye.
We're adjourned.